From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. There was no movement Wednesday of civilians out or humanitarian in to the embattled Syrian region of eastern Ghouta, despite a Russian-backed daily five-hour humanitarian pause. However, Russian President Vladimir Putin said with Turkey's help, quite a large group who wanted to leave were successfully evacuated, although a second group, he said, was prevented from leaving by militants. Hundreds have died, nearly 2 weeks of heavy bombardment in the last major rebel stronghold near Damascus. A UN Security Council resolution passed Saturday demanded a 30-day ceasefire, but has not been implemented. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador Kelly Curry told the council that while the rebels have agreed to allow aid in, the Bashar al-Assad regime has said no, and she took aim at Russia's humanitarian pause.
This is cynical, callous, and in flagrant defiance of the demands of 2401. Russia does not get to unilaterally rewrite the terms of the resolution they negotiated and they sat here and voted for.
Syria's ambassador blamed the militants for prolonging the fight.
Say the race.
Bashar Jafri blaming terrorists for launching hundreds of missiles into Damascus, causing casualties. Meanwhile, in Geneva, the U.S. accused Russia of violating its duty to rid Syria of chemical weapons. Syria has denied it has used such weapons against rebel-held areas. Unidentified attackers killed a U.N. Children's Agency employee and five other education workers in an attack in Central African Republic. The U.N. agency released details Wednesday about Sunday's attack in the northeast town of Markunda near Chad. UNICEF condemned what it called the senseless act against aid workers trying to improve the lives of the most vulnerable populations. Militia violence is on the upswing in CAR. This is VOA News.